Good day, I'm Anjui, James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, November 24. Coming up, Prime Minister calls for change in response to extreme weather conditions, Ministry of Labour and Social Security to assist Montego Bay flood victims, and bauxite and alumina companies on track to issue over 300 land titles for 2017. The news in detail after the break.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2018 competitions in speech, drama, dance, music and traditional folk forms, Jamaica gospel song and children's gospel song, festival song, world reggae dance championship, creative writing, culinary arts and the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen competition. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms and more details. Enter now!
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the extreme weather conditions which have occurred since the start of the year must be met with a change in response from the government and people of Jamaica. He notes, for instance, that regulations governing the building of structures will have to be revised and taken more seriously.
We are now experiencing weather events that are sudden, intense, and have significant scope in damage. These weather events have a fiscal impact. It also has an impact because government must now consider that the type of infrastructure that we normally build and our leniency sometimes in not ensuring that the infrastructure is built to standard, that cannot continue.
The Prime Minister adds that the events which usually happen once over several decades are now occurring with greater frequency, highlighting the need to build with weather conditions in mind. He is also urging Jamaicans to cease the practice of building illegally and informally in no-build zones. In the meantime, the Ministry of Social Security is to provide financial assistance to persons who suffered losses and damage to property during the flood rains in Montego Bay on Wednesday. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he will instruct Labour Minister Shaheeni Robinson to make the requisite payments once the assessments have been conducted.
I will be speaking with the Minister of Social Security, who is off the island at the moment, to ensure that persons who have been affected, who have lost property, especially homeowners, that there is some assistance provided. I can't say it will be a lot, but we will assist.
The Prime Minister was speaking yesterday after a tour of flood-affected areas in Montego Bay. He was accompanied on the tour by technical personnel from the National Works Agency, as well as other government representatives. Bauxite and alumina companies are to issue approximately 355 land titles by the end of the 2017 calendar year to persons relocated after their properties were acquired for mining purposes. With the year coming to a close, Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry says the target is close to being achieved.
Bauxite land titling and land rehabilitation will be a major focus. Secure access to and providable ownership of land are fundamental to the shifting of the multi-generational poverty cycle. Formal ownership of land is fundamentally important.
The minister says assistance is being given by the Bauxite Lands Land Titling Committee established in the ministry to work with the companies to clear the backlog of land titles. For the March 2016 to October 2017 period, approximately 340 persons obtained land titles for parcels of land on which they were resettled by bauxite mining companies with assistance from the committee. And Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda has welcomed ARC Manufacturing Limited's investment in a new $200 million state-of-the-art fabric mesh machine installed at the entity's Bell Road complex in Kingston. The machine, commissioned into service earlier this week, produces fabric mesh sheets and rolls used as reinforcement materials in construction. Minister Samuda says the management and staff of ARC should be commended for their commitment to innovation and development.
In manufacturing, unless you innovate, you're not going to achieve the levels of profit that really should attend your business. That in and of itself is a step in the right direction. The application of appropriate technology, the use of new techniques in the development of the products that we market.
The new facility will also enable the company to better serve its local and overseas clients, boost production, reduce energy costs, and provide additional employment. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.